Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. I am Karen, and this is my husband and business partner, Jerry.
Hello.
And we are going to be here with you for the next few weeks while Lona is setting up her new show in London. How exciting is that for her?
Woo!
Yes. Lona is now with her daughter, Natasha, in London, and she says hi to everybody. I spoke with her today. Mm-hmm. Hi, Lona, if you're watching. We already miss you, and we love you very much.
Is she watching?
I hope so. She might be sleeping now, but we'll know tomorrow.
Anybody know what time it is in London?
I miss you, too.
8 hours ahead.
They're 8 hours ahead. So, yeah, she might be sleeping right now. So in the next few weeks, we'll be bringing in some interesting and fun guests, and we'll be talking about just topics that are close to my heart and to Jerry's heart and things that we think that you guys would find interesting. So comment on the show and let us know if you liked it. We're on Accent On every Monday from 6 to 7 Pacific time, and we're excited to get started. So let me start by introducing everybody. I'm Karen. I've been on the show before. I think you've seen me here as a guest. This is my husband and business partner, Jerry Kane. And we both have a law firm. Jerry's an attorney. He's an estate planning and elder law attorney. And we will talk a little bit about estate planning and financial planning today. And we have our close friends, dear friends, people that I absolutely adore and love that we've become friends. I think it's been about a year now.
Yes, indeed.
And Hassan Bash and Marietta Melrose. Hassan is the CEO and founder of Bash Revenue, a social media marketing. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah. Yeah.
Social media. It's a mouthful. Social media marketing firm.
Agency.
And he'll talk to us today about what is social media, why do you need it, how do you promote yourself on social media. I mean, everything today is social media. And if you're a business or entrepreneur and you're not promoting yourself and you're not out there, you're not going to be found. And we also have Marietta, his beautiful, inside and out, beautiful wife, who you work together.
Woo!
Yes, and you're also an actress, and we'd love to hear a little bit more from you about, you know, how it, what are you doing in the business, and about a little bit about your acting career, because you have some really cool things coming out in November that I think our audience will be very interested.
The feelings are mutual and reciprocated, so thank you so much for having us on your first episode. It really means the world to us to be here and share this huge moment. I mean, for me, it's amazing that you got this opportunity, so I'm really happy for you.
Yes, thank you, Alona, for the opportunity. We definitely appreciate it, and we're so happy. And when Alona contacted me first, and I was thinking, okay, who do I want as my first guest? You guys were the first people to pop
You're
into
awesome.
My head.
Thank you so much.
Very, very excited that you are here with us tonight. So, Hassan, just tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you start? I mean, you're so young, and you've already have your own business, which is really quite amazing. It's a feat. It's something very impressive. Just tell us how you started and how you got into this field.
Absolutely. So when I was about, I always like to start with this because I think this is a part of the big picture. And when I was about 9 years old, and it starts here because my mom was a little bit sick, and she was bipolar. and I took care of her for a couple years back in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, wow.
And that made me think and grow up so fast as a young kid, as a 9-year-old till I was 15.
Wow.
Taking care of my mom at a young age in a different country. And that really, really kind of motivated me to, you know, become my better self. And that's what made me become into the health industry. That's what made me do competitions. And that led me to find out how can I really help and open a business, because I really, really do not like, I'd like to work for myself, make freedom, and do my own things and work on my own times. And also in the same time, help other businesses. I figured that I really like to help people. So how can I help people? Because there's a lot of life coaches, there's a lot of consultants, and there's a lot of agencies. So I thought social media is rising up around 2010 and 2012, and it's going crazy. And now we're at 2019.
Yes.
And I thought, you know, it's an opportunity to jump on this road because it's just growing and growing with PR and VR and all these other things that are happening right now. So I thought, let's jump on it and help other businesses grow. And that's is going to open other doors for me to open an entrepreneurship school.
Oh, wow.
To build a legacy around mindset and health and reciprocity and building deep relationships and networking.
So you started out as a fitness...
Personal trainer.
A personal trainer.
Yes.
That's really in Saudi Arabia or here?
No, I was in San Diego, actually.
Oh, in San Diego. Yes. Wow.
So I competed. I did a couple shows back in San Diego and Los Angeles for men's physique competition. And it wasn't more about the competition. It was more about me and me getting the right mindset. It taught me consistency, and it taught me about being very, very consistent on the things that, you know, like, imagine being on a diet and then you're going out with your friends and it's like, Hassan, have a drink. Hassan, have this. Hassan, have this.
I know about being on a diet and going out with your friends.
So the social life is so
difficult.
And you have to be like, your goal. What is your goal? And that helped me that there's a lot of people are going to be around you in your circle.
Yeah.
That are going to put you in different directions. And you have to, how strong are you to be focused in one direction?
Yes. That's very difficult. In my younger days, I worked out for a bodybuilding competition as well. So I understand the mental and physical aspects of it. And the fact that that translates to your current business is really quite astounding. So that's good for you. That's really amazing. So what's the difference between, because there's so many social media marketing agencies out there. I see it a lot on Facebook. On LinkedIn, I get contacted constantly by people. And on Instagram as well, it's started. I get like almost on a daily basis. So what makes you different and unique? And what makes you, why should people contact you?
I think I would start because I was born in Saudi Arabia. And my dad is Saudi Arabian. He's half Yemeni and half Egyptian.
Okay.
That's my dad's side. My mom's side is half American, half Mexican.
Okay.
What does that mean to me? That means I understand the diversity of the audience that I'm targeting. So if I want to target specific people in an audience with a psychological part of a human being based on race, based on this, but all these things that happen and what look they are, that helps me really aim on who is exactly the right person to target
right.
for a local business. And that's something that a lot of people have to understand is that diversity and an understanding the psychology of social media. It's not just posting a post and not doing anything. There's nothing going to happen. You have to target the right audience and test before you do anything.
Right.
I just wanted to add to that Hassan did NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, which really lies in the understanding of what motivates you to go and buy something. And it's way deeper than just a need and a desire. It's like a car salesman. Like, what words do you need to use? If it's a couple, who's actually in charge? Is it the woman or is it the man? And
is that a rhetorical question? We all know who's in charge.
We know who's in charge.
Exactly.
I think they know too. They just don't want to admit it.
Wait, Hassan, you're our salesman.
And it's like really understanding the nitty gritty of a human being and the psychology, and that's. It comes back to my mom and understanding bipolar.
Right.
And that made me dive deep into marketing and understanding the sales copy, the marketing behind a human being and what they want.
You're so passionate about what you do. It's really quite amazing. So So how do you go about and choose somebody? So you go out, do you interview agents? How do you go about and choosing somebody?
So I would say the first thing is to do is have a meeting in person and see if you can connect with the owner.
Right.
And see if they understand your business.
Right.
They understand your niche in that local area.
Right.
Because a lot of agencies are, you know, spread out, that they do everything, but an agency that's focused on one field or like one area, if it's lead generation, if it's branding. So these are the questions you want to know what the agency does.
Okay, can you explain to us what lead generation and branding is? Because I think a lot of people don't understand what that is.
So lead generation would be getting leads to your business. So the agency has to get you leads. That is contact numbers, phone numbers, emails,
okay,
a contact, all these different things, and getting that list towards the business owner.
Okay.
If it's a lead for a gym, and the agency got a lead as a number for a salesperson to contact, that salesperson has to contact that person right away. But you know, coming back to your question, is how can you choose? Is having that really deep conversation with an agency, and then the second thing is, you know, speaking to their clients.
Particular niches that you focus on?
Yes, I have helped restaurants. I have helped gyms. I have helped dentists. The reason why I moved, because these are the clients that came to me from referrals. So I said, you know, I can help you in lead generation, the aspects of lead generation, getting you leads. And then I learned also how to do brand awareness, how to really market that story in that local area within a 5-3 mile radius.
Right.
Yeah.
So what do you focus on? What platform do you think is? I mean, I assume it depends on the client and what their niche is.
Exactly. So that comes in market research and asking the consumer where they're at and looking where exactly. The tool, there's some tools that I would love to share. Like one of the tools that I would say like a lot of business owners would choose is SimilarWeb.
SimilarWeb.com. Web?
Yeah.
With a P?
With a B.
With a B.
Yeah.
SimilarWeb.
SimilarWeb.
I've heard of that actually.
Yes. SimilarWeb.com.
Yes. Yeah, the cool part about it will break all your competition into details. It is so cool that you can find every like the sites that are working, that, you know, there's sites that you don't know like how they gain leads. It doesn't have to be social media. It could be referring sites that you paid the site some, you know, ads on the site to bring traffic to your website. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it breaks down everything, single detail of your competition.
Okay.
And
is that a free service?
There is a free test, and then you have to go on a webinar and then get on a call with them.
Got it.
Yeah.
But there are some free things that allow you to see the ranking of Google AdWords.
Exactly.
For
that, another one is that is free, I would say, Uber Suggest by Neil Patel. A lot of people.
Uber Suggest. Okay.
Yes.
And then just to add to how do you go about choosing a platform, it's how do your clients and leads come to you? Is your business urgent? So let's say it's an accidents attorney. We worked with an accidents attorney, and that's something that's urgent. So people usually go and search it on Google. They would be in an accident, and they would type car accident attorney. People don't usually go and look for that on Instagram or Facebook. But you can use Facebook to retarget them through Google Ads. So if it's urgent, we like to divide it into Google Ads and then Facebook retargeting. And if it's e-commerce, so let's say it's a cosmetic brand, that's really about putting it out there through Instagram and Facebook, maybe using a famous person who's behind the brand. And that's the way we divide it, I think.
That's trying to build brand awareness.
Yeah.
Awareness then.
So sometimes there's these social media. Like there's a lot of out there, like there's so many out there, I know, but some of them basically help each other.
Okay, yes, cross marketing.
Exactly, and retargeting. For example, like if it's an urgent business, someone is looking right now, you can, like someone is searching, they're not gonna contact you right now. They might take some time to contact
you.
And then you could put a cookie, they call it a cookie, into your pocket, and they follow you.
Yes.
And the way you can delete that is by going to your caches.
Delete all the cookies.
Oh,
I know, because when I search on something, even on Google, all of a sudden all the ads pop up on Facebook. I'm like, somebody's following me around.
Yes, exactly. And
so you know it's happening.
No, exactly. And I think, you know, in this world of social media, I think the really more, like, the important question is your business a legacy or is it just now? And the reason I say that is because you want to build a story, a brand that lasts for a legacy.
Yes.
And that is more building a referral-based business where people can trust you.
Right.
Based on your name, based on who you are.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah. And I think that's really more important than just, you know, getting ads and all that stuff. It's building a authentic brand online that people can really trust you.
So how does that work for small businesses? So if you're a small business, you don't have the budget or the ability to get these ads or promote yourself like those big companies do. So how would you help them? What would you do for them to get that brand awareness?
I would say to focus on one platform that is working for that niche and look at what platform is working.
Okay.
And if you really don't know what's working, you do market research. And if you didn't find anything there, the best thing is to do test. Marketing is all about testing and consistency.
So a good point on that. So how long would you stay in a certain platform before you say, okay, I'm not seeing results. Maybe I should change the way I market things.
Okay. I love that question because it depends on what kind of business. For example, if we're doing Facebook marketing for a e-commerce business, a clothing e-commerce business.
Okay.
We have to test for a month and a half, 45 days, to see what's the winning campaign, what's the winning audience, what's the winning copy. When I mean copy, is the sales copy on the post.
You do different types of ads?
Exactly.
So you don't do just one ad.
So let's say
you do different and see what works the best.
Exactly.
You do split testing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You guys are good at this. Look at you guys. You are on top of the game.
I've done my research before the show today. I do some research too. Although, thank you so much for the questions you gave me. I totally appreciate it.
I didn't do any research, but I'm familiar with this.
You guys are awesome. On top of it. Oh, wow.
So one of the questions that I really liked that you sent me was how to overcome your resistance around posting and using social media towards your advantage. So explain a little bit the question so our audience can understand it and answer it if you...
Okay. I think this is the resistance general in life and when we want to take action in whatever we can do. And I think that's something that is hard with everyone. It's also with myself, is putting a video out there and filming myself and talking on camera. I would say, you know, I want to give like practical actions, and I would say, don't post anything. Maybe plan for 30 days. Every day you're going to post a video on your phone. And 30 days, post that video on your phone and record it for yourself.
Record it for yourself and not post it anywhere.
Not post it. When you feel more comfortable, post it.
That's a really good
idea. That's a really great idea. I love that because people are so scared.
Exactly.
And when you do things repeatedly, you get better at it and you feel more comfortable.
Exactly.
And you like the way your voice sounds all of a sudden. Because initially I think one of the biggest things is people, oh my God, I hate how my voice sounds, or I hate how my hair looks, or things like that. Yeah. But you keep
No, I've heard that, you know, most people don't like the way their voice sounds.
Yes.
Unfortunately, your voice is your voice. There's nothing you can do about it. And you just get over it.
I would love to share this book called Cyber Cyanetics.
Psychonetics.
Yeah.
Okay.
It talks about your self-image.
Right.
And I think that's really important.
Of course.
And when you want to present and put yourself on social media, it's a lot about self-image and how you see yourself. Yeah. You see, this not comes back to just making money on social media or getting leads. It's a lot about personal life. A lot of personal life. Business comes back to personal life. And if you want to go to the next level, you have to fix things in your personal life and build that self-image to go to that next level.
Right.
And that is something that we have to work on, all of us together.
Right. So,
and
go
just
ahead.
Something to add in terms of how to overcome the resistance. With you guys, we talk a lot about how you like helping people.
Mm-hmm.
So the value that you just shared of how I can make passive income, that's something that I didn't know about. So just, you know, imagining how many people you can help through social media on a bigger scale. And if something that resonates with you is to help people, you just imagine that you're talking to a person and you're helping so many people out there, and the desire to help really drives you to make yourself feel uncomfortable, because it is uncomfortable, but at the same time, there's like bigger mission and cause outside of selling something.
Right. Yeah. Oh, for sure. If you don't have the passion for what you're doing, it's going to come across also to people, and you're going to come off as non-authentic or inauthentic, and people are not going to want to use your services or buy your product. That is absolutely for sure. I totally agree with that, but thank you for that. So Hassan, how can we find you? Where do we find you?
I am, my Instagram, I would say, is Hassan, 2 underscores. Hassan is H-A-S-S-A-N, 2 underscores, Bash. B-A-S-H.
Okay. 2 underscores?
2 underscores. Someone took my name. I swear to God, sometimes, like, because I want my own name to have it on social media, so I go DM them, and I say, can I buy my name?
And they're like, no.
They're like, no.
Wow.
Well, it's their name too. So on Instagram, Hassan, H-A-S-S-A-N, underscore, B-A-S-H.
Yes. And on social, I mean, my website is bashrevenue.com. That's B-A-S-H, revenue.com.
Bash, B-A-S-H, revenue.com. .com. Yes. Fantastic. So I know you guys are having an event coming up at the end of the month. Do you want to please tell us a little bit more? Jerry and I will be there. It's Wednesday, October 30th from 6 to 9 p.m.
Yes.
Can you please tell
us? Yes, we have two people confirmed. Woo! Now we're waiting for 98 more to join.
We haven't gotten the tickets yet.
Checked my schedule. I can't say for sure. I'm
6 confirmed. To 9 on Wednesday, October 30th.
Yeah,
We will be there as well. So tell us more about your event.
So our event is going to be based on the Rams explaining about how...
The Rams, the football team,
yeah,
Rams.
The football team.
Okay.
They're going to showcase the stadium, like the bits of it and how it's being built and the story behind it, and also talking about their seats and all these different things. And the other hand is going to be, there's going to be barbecue food from Rod Daniels. And
the barbecue king.
The barbecue king. And yes. Then the... the third thing would be networking. A lot of networking with quality people. And that's something really, I'm so excited, because this is one of the things I love to do, is connect people to people. Because for me, to be honest, it's a better feeling than just getting a client or anything like that. Just connecting relationships. And there's going to be a whole 30 minutes between me and my partner talking about digital marketing secrets. And how you can...
Secrets? Yes. Oh, I want to know the secrets.
And these secrets are going to basically help you for 2020.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
For 2020.
And
yes.
Things that you can test and try for yourself. See how you feel when you try them, if there are results, and just apply on your own. Because as we said, local businesses can't necessarily afford full-on services. Maybe they can afford consulting. So we're going to really walk through and talk through the process of how you can apply things on your own.
Yeah.
So how do you register for this event?
I already basically put the link in my Instagram account.
Okay.
So they can go click the link on my Instagram.
Hassan. Underscore.
B-A-S-H.
If you can remember the two dashes.
The two dashes.
No, it's not dashes.
It's underscores.
Underscore.
Yes. Yeah.
Two underscores.
And you can also go to Bash Revenue on Facebook on my page and go under events, and you will find my Eventbrite event under events under Bash Revenue's page.
Fantastic.
The title is Digital Marketing Secrets. And just to add to that, I think for any local business owner who is in the networking scene, it's really important to keep up to date with all the infrastructure changes that are happening. So the stadium, which is going to be in Inglewood, we're also part of LAX Chamber. So there are going to really be people from all around and provide an exceptional networking event for everyone with people from different areas, because it's really important to stay informed in what's happening in the community.
Absolutely. Oh, thank you. I saw the video that you showed me before we started the show, the first video, and it's really exciting, and I'm so excited for your event.
Thank you so much. I want to say, like, what can I do without Marietta Melrose? I just don't know, because she's my, like, basically my right brain. And without, you know, my Marietta Melrose, my wife, it's like, it's hard to do anything, because she basically puts me always aligned.
Yeah.
And I am so, like, always excited, and I'm, like, always a take action person, so she's always on board with me and putting me in the right direction.
That's amazing. Yeah. So Marietta, let's give Hassan the nice segue for to talk to you and tell us about yourself.
Yes. Well, my passion, my heart is in impacting people's feelings and hearts. I was a very sensitive kid, and my father passed away when I was 10 years old.
Oh, wow.
And that really made me think about encouraging people to feel and be intact with their feelings. And I was playing the piano when I was a kid. I was always on stage, and I liked to figure out what it's like to be someone else and what causes certain people to be rude or mean, and just figure out the psyche of that person so I can understand, communicate
with
people.
That's very deep
better.
For a young yes. girl, and you're still really young, so that's very deep.
Yeah, and it started off, I would just come home and cry every day for a simple thing, and my mom would be like, you can't, you have to change. And I was always fighting with her on that topic, because I'm like, no, I am feeling because I am strong. And people sometimes don't understand that vulnerability comes from a place of strength.
Yeah.
Because I was never in a position where I would give up when I'm bullied. I would always go back and fight, but I was always in touch with my emotions. So acting came from that place of wanting to impact people and make sure that they feel. Because we as human beings, that's kind of part of the human condition. And
you studied in London for?
Yes, I went to drama school conservatory training, which is college, but I spent 3 years lying on the floor and breathing and just, you
three
know,
years
working.
Lying on the floor breathing.
That's drama school for you. Working on my voice and just being different kinds of animals and all kinds of weird things that we don't do in life.
What's your favorite animal to be?
and that's why I need Jerry in my life, because I'm like, okay, now I know how to be an animal, but how do I make money? It's a completely different subject. So I moved to Hollywood pretty much right after drama school, and I was just like, if I'm ever going to chase the Hollywood dream, I'd rather do it right away. A lot of things are happening. I've been very lucky to meet Hassan, who is the most positive person I've ever met in my life, and that's part of the reason why we got married.
More positive than you.
Way more positive. And I've been very lucky to meet supportive people like you guys, and also my coaches, Saxon Trainer and Tracy Winters, who are really guiding me along the way. Like, initially when you arrive in Hollywood, there's so many vampires and weird people out here, especially in this industry, and it's really important to find your community, and I've been lucky to
that's
be
amazing
able to do that.
So did I get this right? I'm not sure that you're also a singer. You also sing.
I used to sing back in, I'm originally from Bulgaria, so I was singing. I was part of a girls band there. But it's not something that I put as much emphasis on right now. Outside of acting, I help Hassan with the business. And I also am the face of BTV, which is Bulgarian National TV. Oh. I have my own show there, a weekly segment. And I get to interview people like Viola Davis, Julianne Moore, Nina Dobrev. Like,
that's amazing.
All the Hollywood legends. I just did Angelina Jolie like a month ago. So that's just a way of me to figure out their secrets and apply it in my life and be able to help others apply their secrets.
That's great.
That's an awesome that's wife.
That is an awesome wife. You're very lucky.
Are you going to sing for us?
No. I said I won't put it on the spot and have her sing for us. But if
I
you
say I wouldn't put you on the spot.
But really, if you have a song that you would like me to play on the show, yeah, bring it, and I would love to play it, and
terrific.
Maybe you will do a live singing for us at a future date.
Yeah.
So you have a show that you're on coming out November 1st. Tell us
yes.
about that a little bit.
So the show is on Netflix, and it's the first kind of bigger thing that I'm doing out here. It's Atypical, created by Robbie Rashid, who's also the producer of How I Met Your Mother. And she and her team, Theresa and Mary, I'm really grateful to the producers, because basically they took a risk on me because I didn't have as many credits out here. And Atypical is really close to my heart. It's about a guy who's on the spectrum and his family and how he encounters first love and his basically now going through college experience. In this season, the show, it's already in its third season. So now we see Sam going through college because we know that the odds for people on the spectrum, kids with Down syndrome, the odds are not very high for them to go through the college system. It's just not built that way right. for them. Unfortunately, it's still kind of the reality.
Even
of
high school
situation.
And middle school is...
So when you say he's on a spectrum, that means he's autistic?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he has autism, and I'm the new friend that helps him with ethics class, and I make sure that he feels okay on first day of school. And I think it's really a sign, because the show is called Atypical, and I just mentioned earlier about always being bullied and being different, and it's just kind of funny that I end up being on a show called Atypical, because
it's closure yes. of a full, I'm not saying that correctly, but I think you know what I mean.
I think I know.
But okay. I do feel atypical in many ways and in terms of my life's trajectory. So make sure you watch Atypical season 3.
It's on Netflix?
It's on Netflix and it's third season. It's coming out on 1st of November, so you can remember right after Halloween. Yeah. Make sure you go on Netflix.
We
got to
watch season 1 and 2 now so yes. we can see you in season 3.
Give them your Instagram.
Yes, and what I wanted to say is, if you like the show, and if you like me, Albin, episode 2, 3, and 5, make sure you write to Netflix and tell them that they want to extend my character, Eric. It's just like a funny way for me to say I want to, you know, if the
Absolutely.
Show is extended, I would love
sure
to.
So where can people Netflix. Find you, Marietta?
Yes, I'm very active on Instagram, Marietta Melrose.
Can you spell that for us?
Yes, it's MARIETTA. MELROSE, just like the street, Melrose. And
so it's
active.
One word? No, yeah. no underscores. You took our underscore.
And I'm also active on Facebook.
Facebook the same, Marietta Melrose.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I'm happy to answer any questions that artists might have, because I know, you know, it's hard in Hollywood and people get lost in the swing of things. I'm always happy to help.
That's amazing. Yeah. Thank you so
and
much.
I haven't heard of that show, Atypical, but special needs planning is really near and dear to my heart because my oldest daughter has special needs. So I don't know if you know this, but in my practice, I do an awful lot of special needs planning and helping individuals with disabilities plan for a lifetime of advocacy and care.
Mm-hmm. So it's funny that we're all talking about this because on the next show, we're going to have our guest from Swim with Heart, which is a charity that helps kids with special needs learn how to swim. So so it's kind of all tying in together for everybody here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So I would really love to play one of my favorite songs that is from Natasha Mira, which is Ilona's daughter. It came out, I think, about a year or two ago. And if you have not seen the video that she created for the song Calling Out to Me, you really need to go on her Facebook and watch the video for the song. Natasha is an amazing singer. So is Ilona. Ilona, I'll play your songs next time. Well, this is truly one of my favorite songs of all time. And I would love to play it for you. And here it is, Natasha Mira, Calling Out to You.
In the darkness I can see a glimpse of who I want to be. Dancing moments in the air. I never thought I'd find my destiny.
that was amazing.
How amazing is that song? It really is.
I want to listen to it when I'm sprinting.
It is just, it's just an amazing, I love her voice and the song. It's
Natasha,
just,
that's such a beautiful song. We all love it.
Natasha, we love it. And yeah. Natasha, we miss you too. So the second part of the show, I want to talk with you, Jerry. You're an estate planning and elder law attorney. You've been on the show a few times before.
Yeah, but I
don't think in the past you've talked specifically about estate planning. And we've talked about planning for veterans. We've talked about different things. But not. I don't think we've ever talked specifically about estate planning. So you can you tell us what estate planning is for people who don't know? What is it? Who needs it?
Well, you know, I always say that estate planning starts at 18 because you're an adult and you can make your own medical decisions and your own financial decisions. So even at 18, people have to put in place a healthcare power of attorney and a financial power of attorney. Imagine all those individuals who were in Vegas during that horrific event. Many of them didn't have a healthcare power of attorney, somebody who could make decisions for them, or financial power of attorney. But really, you know, estate planning is, you know, trying to...
So wait, so basically what you're saying is that when you turn 18, even if you have nothing, no money, no real estate, no assets, you should at least, at the very, very least, get your healthcare power of attorney and healthcare power of attorney and financial power of attorney?
Correct, yes.
Okay, those two documents, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, they're very important to... avoid somebody having to go into court to manage your healthcare affairs or your financial
affairs.
So
if you don't have those documents, your parents or your brothers and sisters can't make decisions for you?
Nope.
They can't?
No.
Can a spouse?
Well, it's going to depend. You know, I would say family members can until they can't. So, you know, basically if nobody's going to be arguing with them and there's no disputes, like what happened with Terry Schiavo, where, you know, the mom wanted one thing and the spouse wanted another, and she remained on life support for 10 years because nobody really knew what she wanted. And they, in her case, they weren't even fighting over nutrition and hydration. They were fighting over they weren't fighting over
life support.
They were actually fighting over whether she should receive nutrition and hydration.
So the mom, the parents, and the husband were fighting. So the husband didn't have priority to make the decisions because... there's no such thing as priority, so you have to have those two documents
correct
set up for you. Okay. So what happens if you do have, you start accumulating assets, you start accumulating wealth, mm-hmm. you start having kids. So is that the next step in your estate plan?
Well, you know, once you have assets, you're going to want to make sure that you plan to ensure that... you know, the smooth transition of those assets, that if you have minor kids, you probably don't want your minor kids getting everything in one lump sum at 18, which is what would happen if you didn't have a plan. You probably don't want your life's achievement to end up in court with people fighting over it, which is what we call probate court.
So if you don't have an estate plan and you have assets, you're going to end up going, you're not you because you're not going to be alive, but your heirs are going to end up going to court in order to receive your assets? Is that basically what the gist of it is?
Well, it can. You know, if you don't do any planning whatsoever, your assets could all end up in the probate court. And as
probate court.
Correct. And okay. That process, unfortunately, in California, takes 9 months to a year and costs about 5% of your assets. So it's something that can easily be avoided with just a basic foundational living trust, as most people should have if they have assets, real estate, if they've got minor kids.
So are the words estate planning and living trust interchangeable?
No.
They're not interchangeable. No. So what's the difference? Because we're talking about an estate plan and now you're saying living trust.
Well, estate planning is, you know, basically encompasses ensuring that all your wishes are met and with the least amount of cost and time delays as possible.
Okay.
And having a smooth transition of wealth to the next generation or to your loved ones without having to pay a significant amount in taxes or end up, again, in court and have the assets tied up. So that's all part of estate planning. And a good estate plan you know, depending on your situation, is going to have a will or a trust, a financial power of attorney, and a healthcare power of attorney, along with various other documents, so that you basically can cover just about any situation that might arise.
Okay. So when somebody says trust, they are talking about a living trust. Is that correct? I want to get our audience to understand the terminology, because I think the terminology is really confusing and it's very lawyerly. And I just want to kind of make it so us normal people who are not attorneys understand the terminology.
In this context, when we're saying trust, we're referring to a revocable living trust.
Revocable living trust.
But there are, I could probably think about 35 different kinds of trusts for various types of situations. The typical trust that most people are going to create as part of their foundation, think of it like building a house. You're first going to have the revocable trust, and then you're going to add on to it. You may have a specific trust if you have a child with special needs. You may have a special kind of trust if you are trying to ensure that you're not going to pay estate taxes when you pass away. So there's many different kinds of trusts. You may have a certain kind of trust to protect assets to qualify for Medi-Cal or veterans benefits.
Okay, so a lot of different trusts, and you have to go to an attorney in order to determine what kind of trust you need.
Correct.
Okay. So what I like about what you do and what we do in our office is that we do something extra special for our clients. And I think it's extra special. And I'm going to say it's extra special.
I think so.
We add another aspect that a lot of attorneys don't do, and that's looking into your financial well-being as well as your estate and your trust.
Yes.
So can you talk to us a little bit about the financial aspect on how it all comes together?
Well, you know, I think any good estate plan should have a well-coordinated and integrated financial plan. And unfortunately, a lot of times what happens when you go to most estate planning attorneys is they're not talking with the financial advisor, or that you go to the financial advisor, they're not talking with the estate planning attorney. And that leaves a lot of holes in your estate plan and your financial plan. And so we're trying to make sure that, for example, that your entire estate isn't going to be wiped out in the event that you live too long, which unfortunately in today's society, people are living too long due to advances in medicine and longevity is just much longer. So people are living a long time with things like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and things like that, which, you know, I've seen multi-million dollar estates get completely wiped out. So what we want to do is we want to have a comprehensive legal plan as well as a financial plan that integrates together, so that we can ensure that if you do have a long-term care event, that you're going to have the most options and the most flexibility as possible. And that...
So how do you go about doing that?
Well, I recommend that, you know, if you are young or insurable, that you do look at getting some sort of long-term care benefits. And, you know, most people think of traditional long-term care that, unfortunately for a lot of people, is really expensive, and also they didn't like it because it was use it or lose it. It's kind of like buying fire insurance. You know, you hope your house doesn't burn down. You hope you never need it. But a lot of people didn't like long-term care, the use it or lose it proposition. So now there's just many different ways of getting long-term care that include, you know, life insurance and annuities and other kinds of things that you can utilize to get long-term care benefits.
So I like that you're saying long-term care, just life insurance, because in the past, all we've ever heard of, you need to get life insurance to protect your family. But long-term care actually also protects you, not just your family.
Yeah.
So if something happens to you, think about it, how costly it is to have care or to go to a assisted living community or whatever you might need.
Yeah, and lot of times that care falls
on the family members.
And the family members. So,
and if you don't have anybody who helps you, who's gonna take care of you?
Exactly.
And sometimes what we're doing is we're actually having the kids buy and pay for the long-term care, because it's gonna
for
fall
the
on
parents
them. Wow. For the parents.
That's insane.
But yeah, there's a way that it's a win-win for both the parents and the kids, because the kids can get, you know, a nice sum of money coming out of this policy.
If it's not used?
Well, when it's needed.
When it's needed, okay.
Right. But even they, let's say, for example, they only need $5,000 a month in benefits, it's still possible to get an annuity of $12,000 a month coming out of it, for example.
Okay.
So, you know, we're not going to go into particular solutions and products, but there are solutions for everything, and that's what I really like about helping clients put together an integrated plan.
So initially you said when you're young, you want to get it when you're young because you don't have usually medical issues, right? And the cost of it is going to be lower.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if you're older?
Well, again, there's many different varieties of, I'd like to say, flavors of long-term care.
Okay.
So there are solutions for everybody, depending upon their situation. You know, if they've got savings put aside, they may have one solution. If they have ability to save monthly, they have a different solution. You know, it's really hard to say, you know, here's what we do without sitting down with the client and knowing what their needs are.
Of course.
But, you know, the integrative approach allows us to really ensure that we're not only doing that, but we're also making sure that people meet their goals and dreams. Are they going to be able to retire when they want to?
Yeah, most people at this stage we know are not able, because, I mean, who saves? Nobody saves these days anymore.
And not only that, you know, think about it. What do most people have? You know, you used to be able to rely upon having a pension. Most companies don't have pensions anymore. So what are you doing? You're putting money maybe in a 401k.
What happens if the stock market crashes?
That too. You know, if you need the money when the stock market is going down, like many people in 2008 had to go back to work in 2009 because they lost 40% of their wealth overnight. And it actually took about 10 years for them to get back up to even. But on top of that,
yeah.
You know, the biggest thing, yeah, I hear people complain about when I sit down with them is when I tell them that their 401k is going to be taxed when they pull the money out.
Oh,
and
gosh.
People don't realize that. And then you ask them the next question. Do you think taxes are going to be higher or lower than they are today? What do you think?
Higher.
Higher.
Higher. Probably higher.
So guess what? You're going to be taxed a lot.
So, you know, if you're in the 60% bracket, when that money comes out, 60% of that's going to taxes. You know, we can argue about whether it's going to be higher and lower, but there's a good chance it will be, because right now we're having a tax sale. It's the cheapest tax we've had in history.
Wow.
Right now. But due to Social Security and Medicare being underfunded, the only way we're going to ensure these programs continue is to increase the amount of tax that we pay.
So, Jerry, how can people find you?
Well, you can find me by looking us up on the internet at estplan.com.
Estplan.com.
Correct. EST like state, but EST plan. Or you can give us a ring at 818-905-6088. And I also want to mention, as we started mentioning about, you know, 401ks taxed, you need to start thinking about, how do I create a private retirement pension? And there's ways to do that where you can actually create money that can come out in the 0% tax bucket. So that
I like 0% tax. So who doesn't like 0% tax here?
So let me ask you.
I should play another song for 0% tax.
Yeah, so let me ask you. If we're at an 80% tax bracket, do you care if the money's coming out at 0% tax? No, because
you're at 0%.
A million times zero is still zero.
Yeah. So much
knowledge.
Yes, it's unbelievable, the amount of knowledge. So our time is pretty much up. The
wow.
show flew by for me. I
yes.
had a blast with you guys. Thank you, Marietta.
Thank you.
Hassan.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
And
for
I just want to remind everybody about your event, October 30th.
It's a Wednesday.
Wednesday.
At 6 p.m.
6 p.m. go to Bash Revenue or...
Bash Revenue on Facebook. Just search on the page. Go under events. You'll find the event there. Or just go on my Instagram. Just go Google my name. Hassan Bash. It's as simple as that. You're going to find my Instagram on Google.
Right.
It's pretty simple.
And Marietta, how do people find you again?
I'm Marietta Melrose. And I just wanted to also note that, Karen, we are obviously friends in life, but we've also worked professionally together.
Yes.
Oh. And I think you're an amazing powerhouse of a creative human being.
Thank you.
Literally, your products have created this opportunity for me.
Can
so
I share a story really quick?
We are
Anyway, she's amazing. She has amazing products. You got to check her out.
Thank you, Hassan. And Jerry, where do we find you again?
EST, like estateplan.com. or 818-905-6088. And make sure you say that you heard us on Accent on LA Talk Radio, and we'll be sure to waive any consultation fees for you.
Fantastic. So Ilona, I hope I did you proud, our first show. I really enjoyed it. I hope you watched us live, and if you didn't, you will watch the replay tomorrow. And we love you, we miss you, and we will see you next week. Good night, everybody.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa.
Just the ending.
Right here on LA Talk Radio.
Really?